Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Seven.
Listen to a radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? That's the name of the show because we want to know. And today, more than ever, I want to know what's on your mind. A lot of things in the news. One of them on the front page of most newspapers in the state of North Dakota is on my mind, and I'm wondering if it's on yours and what your reaction to it is. So we'll start there today on the program. We had intended actually to talk with the two top cops in North Dakota's largest cities, Bismarck and Fargo police chiefs, for a short time today. We actually have postponed that conversation because of this news story. However, we have rescheduled it, and looking forward to it coming up here. I think it's Tuesday. Rev will correct me, but anyway, we have that coming up. We have Congressman Kevin Cramer at the bottom of the hour for just a half hour. Today in the Talk Radio Town Hall, normally an hour on Wednesdays and normally an hour too, but a visiting dignitary is here at Congressman Cramer's invite, and he'll tell us about that for some very interesting meetings up in Grand Forks at the University of North Dakota on unmanned aerial systems. And so we'll talk a little bit about that as well today on the program. And but the lion's share of the time will really be just hearing from you, this wonderful audience, of very wise people who've no doubt read this news, heard this news, watched this news, and thought of, you know, probably any number of different things, from the political ramifications of it to maybe some personal stories where they know of situations where a similar pain has been caused, and, you know, there's just a range of emotions. I've had them as well, and I want to spend a little time talking about it today on the program. We are live and on location today at Village Inn. And it is the Village Inn on 13th Avenue South, just west of Blue Cross Blue Shield, across from the Sam's Club Walmart on 13th Avenue South, about the West Fargo-Fargo border for folks on the eastern end of the state. You know that. And we also have Village Inn locations in Moorhead and also on 32nd Avenue and 25th Street South. And Todd Mitchell knows why I'm here. Todd, let me see if I can... Can Todd hear us yet? Are we working on his audio? Not this again. We know Todd's microphone works. It's our ears that are not working. But Todd, if he were here and hooked up, which we're working on, would tell you that he knows why I'm here. Two words, free pie. Free pie. That's right. And it's kind of a Village Inn, well, it's not kind of, it is a Village Inn thing. They have a Pie Rush Wednesday. And you get a free slice of pie with any other purchase. And we've had this deal going on where we had a lot of people looking for free tickets to the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion that is taking place in Rollog, Minnesota this weekend. And we thought, okay, we'll just go on location. And if folks have stopped by any of the Village Inn locations, not only will they have free pie today, they will also have free Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion tickets. Okay? So stop by and see us. You hear some clanking of the plates. Know that it's probably another VIB going out the door, Village Inn breakfast that is incredible. Really is. It's four different items and like 300 combinations, and that's all day, every day at Village Inn's. We're also brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, as we are every Wednesday. You can find out more about them at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. All right. So here's what we're going to do. I want to open up the phone lines, and I really want to hear from you about the news that broke last night about the lieutenant governor of the great state of North Dakota, Drew Wrigley, admitting to an extramarital affair. A lot of people, as I say, are focusing on the political ramifications of that, and I understand that. That's perfectly understandable. I prefer to focus on the more personal side of this and imagining the difficulty of Lieutenant Governor Wrigley, his wife Kathleen, their two daughters and son, their parents. Drew's father just passed away recently, but his mother, Gloria, and certainly Kathleen's parents, painful. I said in a Facebook post last night after watching a great volleyball game where there's all this excitement and euphoria at our daughter's volleyball game, and then read the articles that all of you have read, my commentary was, this is painful. This is real life. This is sad, and it's all of that. And that's honestly my first blush reaction to that. But I read these stories. There's a full statement at Rob Port's blog, the Say Anything blog from Drew, and then obviously the stories that are out there. Mike Nowitzki did, a very good job with a difficult story in all the forum newspapers today. And James McPherson, same thing for AP. I mean, a lot of reporters obviously had the benefit of talking one-on-one with Drew and Kathleen and produced these stories. Anyone who reads it, I think, is going to recognize that a marriage going through a very difficult situation, but is on the path towards healing because of this, mostly because of remorse from Drew that I know to be real and heartfelt, and also a wife's forgiveness. So, you know, this is a big story, okay? That's how a lot of people are going to treat it. This situation has happened in more families than I care to count. And so I think everybody can recognize this. I understand there's going to be a political calculation here, and obviously the stories all point to the fact that despite this, that Drew and Kathleen are still considering a run for governor and throwing his hat in the ring. But I'm not thinking about that today. I imagine some people will. And to watch some of the comments is almost painful. But I want to know what you think. I also want to, in full disclosure, let you know that I know Drew. I know Kathleen. I first met him, I think, when he was very instrumental part of John Hovind's campaign for governor in 2000. I think that's the first time I met him. And Kathleen was pregnant with their daughter, Quinn, at the time. And knew him as a U.S. attorney. And saw the love that Linda Walker, the mother of Drew Shadeen, had for Drew and his leadership of a great U.S. attorney team in prosecuting that particular case, and his work in so many areas as U.S. attorney. And I've seen him as a running mate of, you know, Governor Dalrymple and a lieutenant governor, and admired, obviously, his political prowess. So I know him and I respect him. As a friend, I'm disappointed in him, right? Who wouldn't be? But I think we all have to ask ourselves, what have we done that we regret? And is any of us perfect? And really hope that this family, a very public situation now, right? I mean, a public, I did this, I was wrong, I'm asking for forgiveness. I mean, you're laying it all out there. Wow! Who could do that? I've never had an affair. But if I did, I wouldn't be in a position of having to have it splashed in the front pages of the newspapers. He does. And imagine the pain of that. So just hope we think about that a little bit. But, you know, I don't think there's anything that's out of bounds in the way of commentary about this. I really don't. I mean, I'm genuinely interested in what the audience thinks as a result of this. But I just hope we sort of keep it in perspective, that it's really about this being very refreshing. First text of the day, and then we'll go to some of your calls here from a listener that says, there is something refreshing about Drew's contrite heart and his desire to keep his family and Kathleen forgiving heart. This is the definition of marriage. Choosing to say yes to the vows despite very real trials. Interesting point. Off to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, Paul and Minot on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Paul.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Well, let me ask Todd, because I have free pie, and it's nowhere in sight for him. So how are you doing, Todd?
I've got bacon toothpaste, though. So,
oh, that's right. Yes.
Oh, sweet, Todd.
Yeah.
You know. Well, Todd, the next time I come down to Bismarck, I'll bring you some pie because you don't seem to get enough pie.
Scott definitely gets more than I do. Really, but
so Todd, what's your favorite pie?
My I haven't met a pie I don't like other than cow.
Yeah, okay. Well, then I'll surprise you. I'll surprise you guys. Hey, I got a couple things. I actually have a good field of the story, but just real quick on Drew. You know, there's a saying that who without sin throw the first stone. So, you know, people need to keep that in mind. I refuse to read those articles. I look what Drew has did in his political career, and he's been a very good man in the political career. So I just refuse to look at the other stuff because things happen, you know, and we move on, and he has enough guts to move on what going ahead, knowing what's in his background. So.
All right, good points, Paul. Appreciate the commentary. Hang tight for the feel-good story. I want to hear that, too, and other calls at 800-228-0550.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliates. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids and increasing per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of a herbicide and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Governor is morally deficient. Come on, anybody that age, I could see if he's 17, 18 years old doing this kind of crap. But a married man, public office,
You know, you got to run your, like they say, cleaner than Caesar's wife's dress. I mean, this guy is morally corrupt and deficient. I don't care what the hell he did before.
All right, appreciate the call, and all opinions welcome here. And as far as your first commentary, hey, Hannon, what was it again? Todd, do you want to play it again so I can hear it?
No, I already closed it. Hey, Hannon, this is the gist of it. Well, I can pull it back up. Give me a second there.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to respond to something. I forgot what he said already, actually. I was listening to the...
Hey,
Paul, we're coming back.
Stop protecting that guy.
That's what it was. He was stop protecting that guy. So I'm not here to protect anybody. I'm here to give my opinions, okay? And I, as I said at the beginning, I'm genuinely interested in what the opinions of North Dakotans in this case, or anybody on the planet for that matter, I have, but obviously from a political perspective, what matters is what North Dakotans think about this.
I haven't heard you campaigning for him or against him for that matter yet, so, I mean...
No, and I don't think now's the time for that.
Sure. Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't hear you protecting him, but...
Here's what you're going to get from me and what you'll always get from me. 100% complete honesty of what I'm feeling, right? I'm not equipped to try and be one person on the radio and another off the air, and you know, if that comes across as protecting, I understand that. Then I acknowledged with full disclosure that I know him and I know his wife, and I know some of the pain they've gone through as a result of this. I'm just so in other words, I want you to know that. Is that going to shape my opinions? Probably. You know, that probably is, but now you know. But I'm not here to protect him. I'm here to say that, you know, as I said last segment, I'm disappointed, like I would assume everybody else is, that really appreciates the talents. But I don't think you'll find anybody more disappointed than the man himself in what he's done to his family. So keep that in perspective. Wow, I tell you, boy, you know, that level of viciousness we heard from that caller, and I don't know, that call was near the sort of it is out there in a lot of places right now. And if that's your opinion, don't be afraid to share it. So, Paul, you wanted to tell us
I got a feel good story. And just repeat what I said earlier, is that who without sin throw the first stone? And that's all they need to remember on that. Yeah. Okay, yesterday, yesterday evening, yeah.
Stop protecting him, would you? Come on. To your feel-good story.
I was actually forgiving him.
No, that's all right. Yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead. Tell me your feel-good story.
Yeah, that's fine, guys. Yesterday evening up here in Minot, where I live, there was a young little girl who wandered away from her house. So the entire neighborhood up here was looking for her. And of course, the police officers got involved up here. And the girl was eventually located by the help of the police department and other people in the neighborhood, which was good, and glad that she was safe, because when that happens, everybody's heart just sinks and doesn't know what's really going on. But the real feel-good story about the whole works is one of the police officers that was involved, a young police officer, and he went over and notified the mother that the girl was found in one of the officers, or the, where she go and pick up the girl, and she actually just happened to wander over to the Home Depot. Probably just wanted to do some shopping. But anyhow, there was about three kids standing around that was kind of helping with it, and the officer was getting ready to get back in his car, and one of the boys says, you know, officer, you're a cool guy. I really like you. And it struck me, like, you know, with all the stuff that's going on, we still have young people out there that still respect the officers and think they're pretty cool. And what I thought was even more cool is the officer stopped and turned around and said, no, kid, you're cool. And then he took him over to the squad car and played the siren and the lights and just kind of, you know, communicated kind of back and forth with the kids, and they were really impressed, and I was even more impressed that he took the time to do that. So kudos out to the Minot Police Department and the officer that was involved. I only wish I knew his name, but I don't. But with all the stuff been going on, you know, we still have great police officers out there, and they're widely respected.
Great point, Paul. Thanks for sharing that, my man. Appreciate the call. Call again. Good to hear from you. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Becky in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Well, in regards to Drew Wrigley this morning, I just think we need to reflect on what Hillary would say. And I think she would say, what difference does it make? She lived through that. She went through that. He was the President of the United States. It didn't bother her. Also, I think, second, regarding this matter, I think this is just the first elbow shot from Heidi Heitkamp's campaign team. It's typical of what she did in the last campaign. And I think Hillary again would say, well, this just sounds like a right-wing conspiracy. That's my thoughts on the matter.
Becky, appreciate your call. Welcome others at 800-228-0550. Dan writes on our Facebook page, if Mrs. and Lieutenant Governor Wrigley have truly been working on this issue for months and are still together, this is not a Bill and Hillary political issue, but a true personal triumph. Stay out of their way. Don't make an issue of that which they have dealt with after much soul-searching and counseling. Don't eat our own, or Democrats would only be counting an expected milestone. Follow Mrs. Wrigley's lead, believe in and support North Dakota's greatest potential leader. Shelley says, I'm saddened by this. However, Drew is only human. Kathleen has forgiven him. This matter is none of our business. It's painful and raw. Many people say it's our business. He's elected. He works for us. I'll flip this to Heidi, who also works for We the People, but has done far worse with her support of Planned Parenthood. This is where We the People should be outraged. I stopped reading comments on blogs and Facebook posts as they were cruel and heartless. And the people of this state thriving off the pain of a family. We are all vulnerable. We all make mistakes. We all sin. I would like Drew and Kathleen to be our next leading couple. It'll be hard, but if anyone could do it, they can. And use it to educate others in the process. Prayers for all of us. Jamie says, I don't think he can be elected governor after that. Brian says, the personal nature aside, the issue becomes now a matter of trust. No person has the right to condemn another eternally, but still we must all make personal judgments as to the character of each other. The governance of the great state of North Dakota is at stake. He might be the greatest guy ever, but this shows the heart of his character in a position of power. Also, there are other fine candidates to run. It really comes down to a matter of trust. If you can vote for him, absolve the personal distrust, no words will persuade you. I find him lacking and would not, personally. I believe in forgiveness, too. And as such, he is reconciled to his wife. It's the reason conservative voters tend to be so decisive on an issue like this. We take placing our trust very seriously, whereas liberals are too busy mucking up the place to care. Interesting. Appreciate that. Others, welcome. 800-228-0550. Congressman Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall next, and more of this in Hour 2. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
With the success of the Case IH Tiger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track Tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track at Border Plains Equipment. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a 5-axle design to give you a smoother ride and more power to the ground with less burning and compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing. To learn more, visit us at Border Plains Equipment, Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow, Montana today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
One of the biggest champions for Drew Wrigley ever since I first heard him on the radio several years ago. I thought he was the greatest person out there as far as a politician goes or anything like that. This is really disappointing. It kind of takes away a lot of credibility from him. Kind of shows that he's a liar. And kind of reminds me of Bill Clinton. Well, what happened to him? I guess he stayed in office and everything, but his credibility was destroyed after his affair with Monica Lewinsky, and I know a lot of that was because he denied it and lied about it and everything else. But by the same token, he was raked over the coals for it, and, well, I guess he really didn't be raked over the coals for it, too. And it's just a huge, huge, huge disappointment from somebody I really admired.
Appreciate the call, and I think that sentiment will be repeated, many times. The one thing I would say is my own commentary in response to compare, the Clinton situation with the situation with the lieutenant governor is only fair in the sense that there was an affair there. But I do think there's some measure of the man here that's very different in the recognition of it being wrong and owning it. Right. And when did Bill Clinton own it? Not until it was literally grand jury time. Right. I mean, all the lies beforehand and wagging the finger at the camera. And quite honestly, that's how it happens most often. That's what makes this very different. And how when it's the appropriate time politically to discuss this, my thought is will how it was handled, even though it was wrong. It was dumb. It was irritating. It was unbelievably reckless and all of that. Clearly, there was a recognition and an admission and remorse and an effort personally with their family to deal with this. And politically speaking now, is that worth something? Does that matter? Do people recognize that? Or is it just come back to the original decision? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. 800-228-0550. We'll return to this as we go throughout the day and genuinely want to hear what you think about it. On the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, where Wednesdays we do the Talk Radio Town Hall. And a little schedule change today because of a visiting dignitary. And Congressman Kevin Cramer is joining us now until the top of the hour on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Mr. Cramer, thank you for joining us today on the program.
Well, thanks for having me. Thanks for adjusting the schedule a little bit as I head to Grand Forks for a very important meeting of a guest that's arriving, or has arrived, actually, at my invitation. So we can talk about that a little bit later. But so I'm on I-29 today, right now.
Traveling I-29. Yep, amazing how many miles we put on those 94, 29, and everything in between. I need to begin with getting your reaction to the story that we have been talking about today, and everybody is talking about today, concerning the affair of Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley. You know, explain your reaction and the reaction to so far what you've heard from others.
Well, Scott, first of all, it's just really obviously it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking because I know them so well, because I love Drew and Kathleen and their children. Our little boy, adores their son, Patrick. They go to the same school, although Patrick's much older. It's one of those, the big guy on campus sort of affections. And I know them very well. They're just really, really good, precious friends. And so from heartbroken for them, and grateful for their friendship, but also grateful that they, that they're dealing with it as a couple, that their goal is restoration, and which is what forgiveness is the restoration of relationships. And that's all great. So my prayer and my support is for that family and for their marriage, and that the great hope that, that life can get better after at the other end of a situation like this. But obviously there's also deep disappointment, and we're all, as friends and supporters, sort of struggling through that together.
Has the reaction to this story surprised you in any way? I mean, is this obviously there? You can look back and there's any number of quote unquote sort of bombshell stories in North Dakota's political past, and you've seen a lot of them. Is this one the same, different? What's your thought about that?
You know, this is going to sound maybe a little bit weird, Scott, but I think it's a little different in this sense. Some of the previous sort of bombshell stories, as you talked about them, as you mentioned them, don't surprise people. And the reason they don't surprise people is because there's sort of an expectation of it. This is one where people are more surprised because of who we're talking about, because of the image that has been presented. It's a stark reminder of the frailty of the human condition. And, so it's a little different in that sense, but at the same time, I think in many respects it's only mildly interesting to much of the general public, as have been previous stories, similar stories. So we'll see how it plays out. I think this method of releasing the information, if you will, the sitting down for interviews and in the privacy of their home, I think certainly makes it very different, because you have an acknowledgement of the sin, an acknowledgement of the problem, a clearer, unedited information of the path forward for Drew and Kathleen. So it's rich in that sense. And so, I guess in that sense, it's all a little bit different. But I think largely it's different because there was a different standard set for this couple, and that might be unfair, but it is what it is.
Congressman Kevin Cramer with us in the Talk Radio Town Hall today, making his way to Grand Forks. We'll talk about that in a little bit. I want to talk about this Iran vote coming up and some other things as well, but we'll defer to the callers here. Whatever you have in the way of questions or comments on that topic or any others are certainly welcome on the program, What's on Your Mind. Shane in Keene has a question. Go ahead, Shane. What's on your mind?
Hey, Shane. Mine was more a comment than question, but to have to deal with, like, the we're always talking about term limits and what's happening with the governor or the lieutenant governor right now is a testament as to why we need these term limits, is because, get in there, get out, you get these people that kind of get. And I'm not trying to disparage anybody. Of course, everybody's human, and we all fall to the human condition and whatnot. But, you get in there, get your business done, and get out of there. You start getting complacent and fat, and then all of a sudden you've got a little more time to chase skirts. That's my term, I guess. But you got more time to chase skirts than get down to business, get in there. Do what you need to do, serve in that position and get out. And if you need some assistance with the term limits, this is the reason why. What'll end up happening is once you start going down these paths where you would chase your emotions maybe a little bit, you would, it can affect your decision making in these, and this is an important position, you know. If North Dakota was a well-oiled machine, you can say, well, look at any state, you know, but that's my point, though. You know, you want to get in there, give it your full attention while it's got your full attention, and get out and carry on in the private, you know, carry on privately, you know, when you bring this stuff out in the public. And I don't know, it's just I can go down so many rabbit trails with this, but the most main thing is that I believe this is why we need to have the term, you know, to make their time very short in there, so there's no room for doing nothing but the business at hand.
Sure, let's get Congressman Kramer's response to that.
Well, Shane makes some valid points about the focus of a job and perhaps there's more focus on the shortness of it. The problem is it's not very applicable to this situation because, of course, Drew hasn't even served an entire term as lieutenant governor, much less, you know, in any other capacity. It's his first elected office, and it's not even a full term as yet. So while there might be some illustration there, it doesn't seem to fit this particular situation. But Shane makes, I think, a relevant point. I'm not a big proponent of term limits. I don't happen to think that longevity in office is the problem, but I also respect the point he's making about focusing on the job.
Appreciate the call. I have an email from a listener, Tom, that wants to know what the current status is of the Iran deal. House, sure. Senate, where are the votes at?
Yeah, great question, Tom. I'm really worried about it. You know, when you consider how many members of Congress signed letters either to the president, I signed one with 367 colleagues just in the House to the president outlining conditions under which we would agree to a deal. He's breached every one of them and thrown in a couple other violations to make it a really, really awful deal, and still some Democrats are circling the wagons. We will pass a resolution of disapproval in the House easily. It is appearing very difficult. They're one Senate commitment away from being able to sustain a presidential veto. I don't know how close they are to 60 Senate votes that would at least force the veto. So, but it's my understanding 33 Democrats have now agreed to, even those that were very skeptical previously, a couple of them this week have agreed to circle the wagons with Harry Reid around the president, protect him from a veto override. So it appears that partisan politics, at least in the Senate, is going to trump the security of the Middle East and the United States. So we'll play it out without a doubt. September 17th is the deadline for a congressional vote to pass a resolution of disapproval. It'll be a very active couple of weeks of lobbying. I'm glad, Scott, I was able to help you get Ed Royce on the show tomorrow to take a little heat off of me, since I'm only available for half hour today. But Ed is the chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee, and he and the ranking Democratic member of the Foreign Affairs Committee, Elliot Engel, both oppose the Iran deal. Elliot is a Democrat from New York, one of the more prominent Jewish members of the United States House of Representatives. They both oppose the Iran deal, and Ed, I know Ed is on the show tomorrow to talk more about it. Hopefully take a couple of calls.
Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to that, and meant to mention that as well, that that'll be the back half, if you will, of the Talk Radio Town Hall this week with a colleague of Congressman Kramer's on this very important issue. And, for our country and for our security, I really hope that that Senator Heitkamp understands this. It looks like from listeners of ours that are getting letters from her reciting all the good deals of the point, she plans to go the other way. I think that'll be a disastrous political vote for her, so it'll be very interesting to see what happens there. More with Congressman Kramer coming up down in Bismarck when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
When building a home, you have a lot of decisions to make, from the carpet to the cabinets to the appliances. With Gate City Bank, there's one decision you won't have to worry about, your interest rate. Because Gate City Bank lets you lock in your interest rate up to 12 months in advance. And that's a better way to build. Get started at GateCityBank.com. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
I want to tell you about our product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028, MyPillow. Guaranteed.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
At Village Inn on 13th Avenue South, Fargo today. And if you go into any Village Inn location in the Fargo-Moorhead Metro today, there's one in Moorhead, one on 32nd and 25th, and one here on 13th Avenue, just to the west of Blue Cross Blue Shield, across from Sam's Club and Walmart in about the Fargo-West Fargo border. There's free pie today. That's Pie Rush Wednesday, so free pie. I'm sorry, Todd. Yeah, and also, while they last, Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion tickets. Roll Log Minnesota, one of the great Steam Thresher reunions that happen, Steam Thresher shows on the planet. They really do a great, great event. So, anyway, come by and see us, and have the VIB. That breakfast is just phenomenal. I know I'm driving Kevin Kramer crazy right now, because he'd drive all the way from Bismarck to Grand Forks. Probably didn't have time for breakfast or pie or anything else, right?
That's the truth.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, it's really good. Village Inn does they do a great breakfast, and the pie.
I love good
every Wednesday. Yeah. So come on by and see us. Okay, let's get back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Congressman Kevin Cramer in a shortened version of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Don Bismarck, go ahead. You're up.
Yeah, certainly we're all aware of the turmoil that exists in the Middle East, and it just seems to get crazier. And any deal with Iran, this doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. But with all that going on, I earlier this summer heard that due to sequester, we're looking at reducing our army from 490,000 to like 450.
Yeah, 40,000. Right.
Yeah, and you know, so what is with the sequester? It's been around for a couple years. You know, that was kind of a drop-dead thing when the Congress couldn't agree. And why is that continuing? Why hasn't there been a resolution so we can get more funding for our military?
Yeah, great, great question, Don, because it's going to be a major battle in a few weeks when we come up on funding the government for next year, realizing that we're still under the caps of the Budget Control Act sequestration. It's the only discipline we've been able to have, but the result of it is we've been able to cut spending 4 years ago for the first time since the Korean War. But to your point specifically on defense spending, and considering that the Senate Democrats filibustered the defense appropriations bill, much of our funding of the government next year, it's obviously going to be a short-term continuing resolution with a much larger negotiated omnibus spending bill. And the big battle is going to be exactly over this issue. We are going to have many of those of us that are concerned about our Defense Department having adequate funds to be as ready as we need them to be. And to do that, we're probably going to have to violate the sequestration caps. But, of course, in order to get enough Democratic votes to pass that in the Senate and to get the president's vote, the president's signature, it's probably going to require a negotiation on other budget caps being lifted. And that's therein lies the slippery slope, Don. So it's really the fall, in my view, on this spending side is going to come down to the deficit hawks versus the defense hawks versus versus the liberals. And so it will be the classic brawl of the fall. Hopefully some good bipartisan efforts can be made and then enough compromise to make sure that the highest priority of the federal government, that is the national security, is funded adequately. But you're right.
Appreciate the call. Appreciate the call, Don, very much. And got to keep moving here. Another one that came in during the break.
Well, I got a question for Kevin when he's on the show. I would like to know exactly what the Republicans have stopped since they got both the House and the Senate. Because the first excuse was, well, we don't have any branches of government. Then they got the House. Then it was like, well, we don't have the Senate. So then they get the Senate. And you're still doing absolutely nothing.
All right. Before you answer that, we have 2 minutes left, and I would like you to tell us about the guest today. So if you want to answer that quickly, and we'll wrap up
quickly,
with what's happening.
First of all, we've been able to do a lot, even with Barack Obama in the White House. We've cut spending 4 years in a row for the first time since the Korean War. We now have a balanced budget, thanks to having a Republican majority in the United States Senate. This is the first time we've had a balanced budget in a very long time. Been able to reduce the deficit spending, even with Democrats in control of the Senate, by nearly $1 trillion a year, or maybe a little better than $1 trillion this year. So we've made tremendous progress in that regard, but we also don't have total control of the government. There are some things we're not going to be able to do as long as Barack Obama vetoes legislation, as long as Democrats filibuster in the Senate. So progress has been made. More progress is being made this year, and more will be made if we can get a new president.
Who is visiting Grand Forks today at your invitation?
So Lyndon Blue is the CEO of General Atomics. General Atomics is one of the two giants in the remotely piloted aircraft industry, especially in the defense industry. We're all familiar with Northrop Grumman, who is an anchor tenant at the Grand Sky Park up in Grand Forks. They make the Global Hawk. General Atomics makes the Predator. The Predator, which is flown by the North Dakota National Guard, is a very important aircraft in our national defense system. Lyndon Blue is the CEO of the company. I invited him to come up, and he's taking a tour of the base with me today. We're going to have a 3-hour presentations by everybody from UND the Grand Sky, Grand Forks County Economic Development Corporation, and we're going to talk about them potentially becoming the next major tenant of the Grand Sky Sky Park at the Air Base Base in Grand Forks. So grateful for Lyndon's trip to North Dakota today.
Yeah, major coup. Nice job, and that's great. And it obviously takes you away from the Talk Radio Town Hall for a full hour today, but we'll do that next week, and we do have tomorrow on Iran with a very special guest arranged by Congressman Kevin Cramer on What's On Your Mind. More coming up. We'll back to your calls next.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.